Hello, Ion. Glad you could make it here.
Well, hey, we're glad everybody's happy. No good.
Hey, Ion, how come people make no sense to me?
Because it's locked down by rule. That's what happens. And so they're lost in the conversation of trying to figure out where the car is when they don't know the car's not moving. So it would be logical that it would be nonsensical to you because you're moving on to the next plane of experience. Oh, no, what was it? What was it? The awareness called it.
I'm becoming more aware.
Oh, no, not really. Disaware. It's just like the disillusionment of awareness. This autonomous review of sensibility.
People, to me, are huge gods. They think so differently from each other. They have such neurotic, idiotic differences that I can't begin to make a standard judgment of anybody.
But you have no bias. You're not acknowledging that they even are, let alone that they have a different perspective.
Their perspective That's true.
Is no reality. So you're like, wait a minute, I would never talk to somebody that would be willing to speak to me, so why am I listening to you, basically?
Well, it's not that bad. I think I
should
be
talking. Well, it's early in the season, though.
So, Barbara, there was something we just said a minute ago, and you said, let's ask that. I don't want you to ask what you came here to ask. Ask that one, whatever that question was.
Okay. Ask what we were talking about. So we were talking about every death is a suicide. But it seems like there's happy people that just end up, you know, getting murdered.
This girl that Greg was telling about, that was on the water trip, whitewatering, and she got a virus and 3 days later died. She's 16 years old. Ian, I don't know if we have enough detail. If you know what we're talking about, if you do, why did she die?
Why not? There wasn't a good reason to stay. It's infantile pubescence. I would have come if I knew to go. I would have come if I knew to go. And I don't want to find out anymore. I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to be, do, or have any more of this. So you have an excuse. Lots of respectable people get run over by trains. So that's a perfectly good way to go if that's what you want to go or some.
Wait a minute, Ian. Okay, hold on. Why are people that feeble all through history, or are they weaker? Is it rare for a 16-year-old to want to die, or that's normal?
It's not about wanting to. No, no, no. Hold on now. Well, suicide's not death, per se. Suicide is when you separate yourself from your little man status from this level. So to leave this car, to leave this window, to leave this world, that's something that you do. And this particular experience is a shift.
So she's in another world right now.
Basically, for a moment.
What's that mean, Barbara? For a moment.
You're coming back.
And then what? How is she going to get back?
The same way she left.
She's going to not be born. She's just going to walk back in here.
Yep. A lot of people do.
Oh, she's going to walk into another body?
No. Same body.
So she got killed, but it was really more of a just walked into another world.
Yep. Fell through a crack, as they say.
And then her body was buried by her relatives, and that body.
Yeah, the meat sack. The meat sack's like yesterday's underwear. You just throw them in the floor when you're done with them.
That's a good one. That's it. Your meat sack, people, so indifferent. It's so silly, your little meat sack. You just throw it away and come back. We're going to have people killing them. A lot of eyes killing themselves.
Yesterday. You have staff eating your very dermis off your body right now, and your house is just full of crap that falls off of you. And you make more and then less and then more and then less and then it falls off and then you grow some more and you cut it off and you rub it up and love it off and exfoliate it all to death and then row the boat, you know.
Ian, are you saying she's going to come back in a similar meat sack body that looked like hers?
That's where these Libra twins come from sometimes.
And will her...
To yourself.
Is her family going to know her?
Probably not. She doesn't really like him now anyway.
So she comes back and then she's just going to, like, create another life with not connecting with her family?
She'll plug right in. You plug in. You get a nice Alzheimer's victim and say, oh, Mom, I'm so glad to see you. Hey, baby, I missed you so much. They don't know. Why not? It's all good.
That was said too fast. I didn't follow that dialogue.
I've missed you so long. I've missed you so long. I never knew you were there.
I don't know who's saying which line.
There.
I didn't know which line you were
Mary
saying.
Hartman.
Did you get that, Barbara?
Mary
speed
Hartman.
Too fast.
Mary
yeah.
Hartman.
He's not even listening.
Mary
to
Hartman. Mary Hartman.
Hey, that's Mary a good Hartman. One. I'm the only person here that have seen that show, Mary Hartman.
Yeah.
Me and Carol,
Mary Hartman,
in 1976, in New York City, in the summer, before we went out to Joe Dunn Sloan's, we'd go into the gay bar down in the village and watch Mary Hartman, because it was just happening that summer. It was a new bizarre TV, until the guy would kick us out. We were the only hetero couple there. And then when I was with, we stayed at Joe Dunn Sloan's in August 76. Yeah, shut up. August 76. Yeah, in August 76, I was at Joe Dunn Sloan's watching Mary Hartman every night. I watched it regularly. And here's Ion saying, Mary Hartman, why did you say that? Anybody get the context?
Is that
a sitcom?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Norman Lear, really good show, a really stupid, funny, silly.
It was not a good show. Every night she ended up under her sink. It was like the United States of Terra.
Okay, so how does this relate to the meat sack situation with the girl coming back and hooking up with...
Mary Hartman. You have to watch it. It's on the YouTube. Mary Hartman.
Okay.
Watch it. You'll see. Mary Hartman.
Greg brought up the fact that there's like 20 ex-military killing themselves every day on average.
Hell yeah. They're just checking out, Barb. They're just checking out. They want to go somewhere else. Look at I. Try to get I to invent another kind of answer. Don't let him use his indifference.
I was just wondering about the different kind of consciousness for people that are in the military versus the rest of...
You're all in the military. You're all signing up for FEMA cramps right now.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, you live in a land that's fixing to get burnt to the ground, so we're not impressed.
Is that because of the caldera you're talking about?
Well.
Okay, but is it all of the United States?
We don't know. We don't know where y'all going to go when the volcano blows. Hallelujah, we don't know. We don't know where y'all are going to go in the volcano.
I am. Let's talk more about this. Because when the caldera goes, it's going to take out Montana, parts of Colorado.
I'm not going to the San Francisco waters.
No.
Why
would it go all the way to California? Well, you have a volcano over there, too, Bob.
No, we don't. I wouldn't believe that shit. You believe what you read?
He's on the tallest volcano.
Yeah, right at the top. I'd dance on it. I said, blow, you motherfucker. I dare you. And it won't blow. It scares shitless of me.
He survived the last tsunami. It was 3 centimeters.
So why does that have to burn up all of... whatever, how many states when it
carbon
goes.
Carbon is the new day.
Tarzan apparently is a very good movie. Someone told me that yesterday.
No, carbon, not Tarzan.
Oh, that you received. I thought I was right up to date with the latest movie of the week.
Well, yeah, we like that one, except he doesn't have his loincloth anymore, Bob. You'll be disappointed. He has little cargo pants. He went to cargo pants. It was more peace.
Really? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Come on.
I know it's ridiculous. He should have his loinage cloth.
Yeah, nothing's been correct in the 21st century.
It's true.
We better go back to 20th century and do it over again.
Where are Argyle socks? Where are Argyle
socks?
He wears socks. Tarzan wears socks, girl.
Argyle
socks, too.
Have you heard that after the Dallas shooting that there's been lots of comparisons in the media about 1968, that it's back to 1968?
Yes.
In terms of all this rioting and, life.
Yeah, it's going to be a violent summer. Like, the conventions will be violent.
Where's Barry Goldwater? Oh, Herman Talmadge. Where's Herman?
Herman Talmadge. You guys realize that's a name that goes back like the 1920s, for God's sakes. Herman Talmadge. The Akashic Records gone fucking whack job. Whack job Akashic Records brought to you by Ion. Where's Herman Talmadge?
And don't forget Lester Maddox and the Pickrick.
That was the guy, George Wallace and Lester Maddox. They were a team, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I remember him.
The Pickrick, a restaurant in Underground.
Well, Ion,
Barry Pickford.
That
little May Pickford, that passion's plaything, yes. She went right up to the big talkies and she quit.
Where's that quitting at talkies 100 years ago?
Yeah, talkies.
What was that guy's name, Maddox?
Lester Maddox, yes.
You had said in the recording that Bob played
Omar Sharif. Yeah, he's been Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif. Hey, listen to this. Lester Maddox and the other guy, Talmadge, are Georgia people. I am just quoting what the JW family knows, the Georgia guys. They're both Georgia people. Politicians.
Well, but they did other things. You're talking about 1968, you know? I'm not talking about geography, Bob.
It was Lester Maddox big in 68?
Yes, he was with Barry Goldwater, which is not from Georgia, but is
right.
Very key to what you're saying. Let the Politburo ensue.
You also talked about that we're in Reconstruction right now. The same Reconstruction as after the Civil War?
That was 1868. Reconstruction was 1868.
After Reconstruction, the CSA really took over. No one ever says that, but the CSA actually took over.
What CSA?
Confederate States of America.
Okay, does someone want to ask a reasonable question? I mean, you guys are good at starting the topic, but you got no finish. I mean, come on, Susanna, finish the 68.
No, we need a fluffer, Bob. Bring us in a fluffer and get us off.
Yeah, we need a fluffer question so we can get our bearings. Carol's doing your exercises.
Or ablution. Do your ablution.
Yeah, you're watching her, Ion. Describe what she's doing.
They're stretchy, stretching, stretching.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what else you doing?
She's limber.
You hear that, Carolyn? You hear Ian describing your exercising?
Yes, get on with it.
Where's our friend? the friend? Why?
The friend is lost.
What friend?
The friend that's lost.
You talking about Barbara?
No.
Whose friend?
Your friend.
My friend?
Carolyn's friend lost.
Okay, I'm sorry where I'm wasting all of our time. Let someone try get into a good topic, some neurons or something, just some neuronic.
Okay. Emmett Kelly. Emmett Kelly, yes.
Yes, Emmett Kelly was a clown.
Yeah, a clown. He was sad.
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
Oh, here's Ginny. Ginny's going to fucking clean this up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me just start.
Jenny Bell gets there. Yes, darling, there's a tremendous amount of frankincense in your RNA drops. That's the answer to your question.
What unique property do the frankincense have that people will notice in their experience using the drops? We can talk about it, customer service.
It should help in the reboot process of absorbing the amino acids within the lipid system. It's kind of like when you have a sour stomach and you take something acrid to balance it. It should have potentially that causal effect. But now your sensitive ones, we say go ahead and kill them off. Go ahead and do away with them. However, if you don't want to do that, as they're noticing that deference, tell them to take a few less drops because they're going to be more potent than they were.
Let me just interject on the manufacturing end of things. This frankincense is the pepper that we've been using all along, but we managed to get a different pepper, I guess, or from a different source, so it ends up being quite noticeable. Shall we... cut back on the amount of pepper, even though it's just
fine.
A smidge.
No, it's fine. We're just saying, if you're not going to kill off the sensitive ones, tell them to back off a drop or two, and that's all you have to do, so they catch up. But it's going to get it moving. It'll get it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find yourself with the properties that are your reality. The properties that are your reality. If you're sleepy, it makes you more sleepy. If you're active, it makes you more active. If you're a butthole, it might make you a bigger butthole. We're not sure about all that, but that's relative, see, to buttholery. You know, that's
holery.
Normal. Buttholery, yeah.
Now, along with all, along with all that, the drops are thick, 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 thick. Should we try to thin them out a little bit?
No. Take it like a man. Take it like a man.
Yeah, okay.
What's up with that, Aya, this thickness? Where did that come from?
It's creating the white stone. It is the white stone.
We're eating the white stone.
Okay.
And no matter
crunchy,
what
crunchy.
You do, thin it down. Thin it down, and it'll get even thicker. Thin it down, it'll get even thicker.
It's a resistance.
Throw it in the sea, and it'll spit salt back at you. Throw it in the sea, and it'll spit salt back at you.
It says, Ion, in the your favorite place in the wiki, that frankincense has been used in therapeutic trials for colitis, asthma, and rheumatoid arthritis.
If you have that, why don't you go and kill yourself? That's ridiculous. You have all those things wrong with you, you're just going to kill yourself. Yuck. It's terrible. Rheumatoid arthritis. Ooh, we can't even say it. Why would you want to have it? We don't want to help that. If you got that, ooh. But if you take it and it goes away, then that's good. Okay, that's good. But you certainly don't want to make something that helps that out. You get to keep it longer. If you can get to where you can live with a headache, you'd never be without a headache. Would you? Just
right.
Asking.
When people ask us what the RNA drops, we don't list off a whole bunch of maladies.
Tell me you don't know. Tell me you don't know. Tell me you don't know.
Right.
Tell me you don't know because you don't.
Right.
We don't know. We don't know. What is it? I don't know. What are you telling me? We don't know. We have no idea. Don't take this. It's not for you. We didn't make it for you. It has nothing to do with you. If you stumble upon it, you decide you want to buy it, go ahead and do yourself. You want to take it, take it on your own risk. Blow your own self up. It's all right with us. Don't worry. Go outside the police and Black Lives Matter. They're going to kill you right off the end of it. So maybe you'll die.
Bob, life matters. Let's just focus on issues.
Yeah.
What? Kill's telling me, shut up. What's your problem? Jesus Christ, I can't even listen. I live in the fascist, I am. Like a fascist. I'm going to try to just whack off, you know, express myself, be creative. And
the point is you're under this position that you think you're trying to help something, and you're not going to help a thing. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Do the
math on
this.
Stop that.
I'm not trying to help anybody. I'm celebrating myself. Bob's matter. Bob's life matters.
Don't chop your hand off and then ask us how to reattach your hand. Do it before you chop your hand off and say how you can grow another one. That's fine, but it'd be
I'm doing a bulk email. Ion's on the air. I can see millions of people. They don't even know who Ion is. They're going to tell Ion's on the air.
Okay, Ion, with the restructure, we have 22 milligrams of RNA powder in there. So how do we convince people to keep taking their RNA drops if they think they're getting RNA powder in their restructure?
We don't. We say don't. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But what you're going to find out is, here's what you're going to find out. Once you do that, you're going to want to. You're going to want to. And so you'll just engage it. So only engage those that want to. And if you think you need to do something, you need to go and blow yourself up. Be a terrorist. Sign up for ISIS. Now, this is ISIS. ISIS. Sign up for ISIS and ISIL and the Taliban and the Putaban and the Aliban and the Alibaba and the 40 Thieves and go into the airports and go in there and blow yourself up. It'd be good.
Instead put a little
dollar
in there. A little bit of the Bullock Canoe Club. Join the Bullock Canoe Club.
So, Bob, we're giving people restructure to get them addicted to RNA drops.
Is that what he just said? I can't follow any of you guys are talking about. Too busy thinking about myself.
We're saying engage them if you'd like to. We're saying engage them.
How did that come up?
We'll listen to the archives.
Ion.
I don't listen to the archives.
Ion, do me a favor. Yeah. We're going to put Bob on mute. And you dictate to me a statement that I can use in customer service to address what the RNA drops do. And then I'll just transcribe it and copy and paste it and send it out to everybody.
Okay. This is fun. This unfortunate missive that you bumped into, however ridiculous, are words to help you find a knowing that has eluded you so far on your experience here on planet Earth. Planet Earth has provided for you personally an insightful, directive capacity of ascension. And what ascension is allowing your meat sack body to be, do, and have what it always was, is, and can be, which is eternal. You already are. Which is perfect. You already are. Which is eternal, which you already are. Which is complete, which you already are. It allows you to, now don't misunderstand the missive, it allows you to, so maybe the very first time, reconcile the dispersal or difference in your position of, this is where I live, this is where I work, this is where I be. Then what happens is you come back in another window in light and you find out that it does apply and that crazy things that are being told to you, like you need a life insurance policy and you pick a good funeral home and this is a nice old folks home to move into and your kids don't really love you. We don't know why you're putting up with this already anyway and makes it into a terrible, terrible place. This allows you clear clarity, to find out that that is outside of a boundaries that you have to endure. So if you choose, which choose wisely, this is the difference between chaos and control. If you choose to engage, do so quietly, calmly, and submissively, and see if the outcome is enjoyable to your meat sack. And if not, stop it forever and never mention it again. Happy days.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. That's very good.
Excellent.
Okay, Jenny, I have someone who has a question. That's very good.
That was your free part. Didn't cost you nothing. Didn't cost you nothing.
Okay. Go ahead, Daphne.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Zion. First time I'm calling into you. Not the first time I've felt you, though. I'm starting to work with the formulas and with the RNA drops with myself, with my son. Don't know if I need to tell you much about my son that you may not already know. But I want to know from the best way that I can be giving him the RNA drops when I can't easily get them in his mouth. I try and get them in sometimes when his mouth is open when he's sleeping. And I'm just experimenting with how all of this is going to work with him.
Take the RNA drops and apply them to the back of his hand, specifically his right hand. You just rub them in. It's transdermal.
Is there anything you can tell me that may support, I was going to say him, but we are a team here doing this particular adventure. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Ion, I have so many questions I could ask you about all of this, but I'm just wondering if there's anything that would be of benefit to communicate to me.
You're making this a great big thing, and you're wonderful and delicious and a martyr. Get over some of all this and start living your life and start enjoying the benefits that are your teen experience. What's wrong with it being okay for just you now and again? For me, as you more and more come into your power, we understand that you're bound. We understand you're a teen. We understand you're wonderful. We understand that you vicariously separated yourself from every creature comfort to be available to take care of all that is. When in the end of the days, it's like, have some fun. Just have some fun for you. Everybody else will be happy. Everything else will be fine. It will work out. You'll see. Ever how you want it to come out, it will. We'll help. We would say we already have. But that's not the conversation now, is it? What you need to do is relax on some of this bullshit that you have stirred up and made into a thing and let it go. Just let
it
go. Everybody says you get to the end of the rope, tie a knot, and hang on. We say turn loose, you're 6 inches off the ground. Let go. No one expects you to be, do, and have everything to everybody. They don't require it. It's okay. So connect where you can connect, and it's okay just to sleep late. When's the last time you slept late?
A while.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get, give. You get, understand?
Yeah.
If you give before you get, what's going to happen is you're going to give out.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen? Then what happens if you fall in the ditch? What's going to happen to the team? What's going to happen to Team USA? Now, that's not what you expected, was it?
If I fall in the ditch, what's going to happen to Team USA?
Yeah. So the point is,
to your team. You talk about being a team, Daphne. He's talking about
No, I hear you.
When you're in the airplane, the oxygen mask falls, There's a specific reason they say apply yours first before you help everybody else. We're suggesting you do that now as well. Then your team experience, however vicariously ridiculous, might be more meaningful if you survive to tell the story. Boy, that's a twist, isn't it? Now, if you want us to powder your bum, we will, because we'll be soft and easy if you prefer it. But we thought you wanted a little dose of what reality is. But now we can.
That is what I want.
Well, we can talk about how wonderful we are, you are, and how good a job you're doing, and how all the heavens are rejoicing that you're such a marvelous human creator. Blah, 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 blah. Now let's get on with it. Get to living. Get to living.
It's not that it's of any value in the way that where I am at now with all of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you gotta focus for you. If you don't, who is? Because the team says we want to go through this together. That means you're part of that team. That means you must be selfish in your extemporaneous position.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all you're going to be left with is an oral interpretation of how you wanted the story to go. You get that?
Yeah, I do.
Yummy. You should nut now and again, honey. It's good for you.
That means have an orgasm. He calls it nutty.
For sure. It's good because it balances you. Because, see, at this point, you're so heavenly bound, you're no earthly good. You're doing it all. You're doing everything. But, yuck, that's no fun. You win the prize. Good gracious. How much laundry can you do? How many things can you tend to? How much can you extremely control? Let it flow. The sun's going to rise. Get easy with it. Have some fun. Everybody should have some fun. Then your team will flourish. The more or the better you become at controlling the environment and your situation, the worse your situation is going to become.
Oh, I so get that. Yeah.
Okay.
Free fall time.
You soften it up. If you soften it up, it gets better. Your team can do for themselves, too, if they're allowed to.
Hmm.
They are gods as well.
Daffy, ask about what your son did when he was born. What was he? Why did he get into this condition? Ask about what is this condition he has?
Ion, this condition that Ty came in with, what is that about for what he's here to do? I guess what I'm here to do, too.
None of those things. You're not going to get us to argue for limitations that don't occur. He's perfect.
I agree with that.
Y'all are messed up. He's perfect.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have truly always felt that. And and it's interesting in the dynamic between this his reality and the world that we're, or where I am, where we're finding ourselves. So it's
It's forcing a balance. And that's okay. You're basically moving center. You remember those plastic grapes that used to be on the bowl on the living room coffee table?
Mm-hmm.
The rubber grapes.
Okay.
Did you have rubber grapes, Daphne?
Maybe way back.
That's the ones we're talking about. That's where this came from. I think they were your aunts.
Okay, I'm confused. Okay,
how do they relate, Ion? Why are you bringing them up?
They are not real grapes. But they look like they are. And no matter how many times you wash them, they're still not real.
Okay.
They're okay to look at, but they're not real grapes.
What are not real grapes in this life?
Your experience that you're trying to perfect.
Can you say more?
The nirvana is not a nirvana for everyone. You prescribed a way of bliss that is a certain way that everyone else does it corporeally and embrace. So all we're saying is softly, ease off the damn gas. You don't have to slam on the brakes, but ease off the gas. It's going to be okay.
Well, Daphne, if your son was perfect, why are you being a martyr to him?
Well, you know, he is perfect, and I feel like part of the challenge or the problem is that I'm probably working too hard wanting other people to see that, too.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's troublesome. That would be like trying people to try to embrace Bob. Boy, that's a fool's errand. You can't do that.
No, I absolutely realize.
Yeah. Darling, we should be talking to your son, and he should be saying, how can I help Mom? She's off the deep end.
Totally right, Ion.
He's actually working with you, not the other way around.
No, I so get that.
And we happily say that. We don't have any problem. We adore you, darling. We'll tell you. We'll tell you how the milk got in the coconut and what it feels like. You better know it. Yes, so.
Daphne, does he know you're on the phone talking about him? Does he hear?
He's not here, but he knows pretty much everything, I believe. He doesn't speak, Ion, as you know.
Well, he most certainly does. Are you nuts?
He doesn't use words. Let me just put it that way.
Neither does Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they
both. Besides, OMG. OMG, what's the BFD?
Has he got ESP? Has he got communication abilities that other people don't have, Ion?
Some of the best conductivity that's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got a dog.
Do you have a dog, Daphne?
Do not.
It's on the way.
There's a dog that lives downstairs.
It's on the way.
When you say the best conductivity, what do you mean by that?
Conductivity, the connection, the path of least resistance, the best wire to allow the most ohmerage of an amplitude in a frequency wavelength. At 2 pi, 3.14159926. Take a tuning fork at 4.3 megahertz, tap it and touch it to his middle forefinger. Watch.
Ask a question about your mother, Daphne.
Oh, I think you might want to ask that question.
No, I wouldn't do it here.
Oh, no, yeah, no, that wouldn't go well. Yeah, Raven. Yeah, would not.
No, there might be something about your mother that her health or something. Even though it's none of your business, I guess.
Anything to say about that, Ion?
We are very thankful for all those people who have engaged Southern Company.
That's a company we all buy stock in, Daphne. Ion recommends it.
Long ago.
I don't know what that has to do with your mother.
Well,
maybe she bought
stock in it. She said, what's the news? What's the information? That's the information.
Yeah, that's the news.
Papa said, be saving as you can.
What's Ion doing now, Ion?
Sleeping.
We're saying Ion Ross.
Sleeping.
Why wouldn't he go to the Zappa concert with me back in 84?
Why would he? It's the only intelligent thing he's ever done. Hell, they're all dead now. Are you glad you didn't go, or you wish you'd win again, or should you stay? They're still dead.
Who's dead?
Zippity doo die, zippity a.
No, he is. Oh, yeah, they are. That's right. Zappa died, didn't he? His wife died.
No. You never did get it, but you wanted it. And have you decided what to do with the house yet?
Oh, Zappa's house right now. I'm not getting involved with that right now.
Everybody, y'all heard him. Y'all heard it. He said it. He said it. He said it. Don't believe it. He said it. He said it. Don't believe it, but he said it.
Okay, it might be different if you ask the question, Daphne, but I'll ask it. And I insist, you know, when I ask it, then my world gets an answer. You may not get the same answer. So, Ion, did Ian Ross fake his death?
It's not about faking a death like that. No, it's not quite that way.
What's it about?
Fake death. Not a fake death. It's a real death. It's contrived.
But what did he do with it?
He separated from it.
Did he go to the guff?
No.
Was there no guff to go to?
Nope. He went to Paris, France. To live with the Taliban.
So he is actually hanging out with the Taliban. Is he in another world doing that, or is he in this our world?
Rue de la Fontaine, 16 Rue de la Fontaine. Gay Paris.
Is he there in our world or in another world?
This world. This world, but here's the problem. Y'all keep shifting it. I mean, you got it's just crazy. We told you what all this is going on there. It's starting to occur, and you're all surprised. But we're a little shocked that you didn't shift it at all. You just took it as it full money. It's like, here you go. Here it is. And you swallowed it. And then you're asking us how you're going to digest it and how you're going to poop it. Well, you didn't ask us before you swallowed it, so go ahead on with it.
Okay, Daphne, you got another question? You want to ask about Ian?
My questions are about Tyga. And my questions are about myself, right now.
Good. And that's good. And we're just saying take the pressure off. If you could take the pressure off you, oh, what a wonderful world.
Hey, Ion, one thing I'm noticing about the RNA drops the last couple of days, which has really intrigued me, is that they taste different. It's the same bottle.
Yeah.
I've shaken them up, but it's like they're changing just being here.
Yeah.
Is that what happen?
Yeah, because, see, they're now opened in your environment. But no one's ever asked is how they change. Everybody knows that they taste differently. Some people have different things in their background or memories or biases that they gauge their taste buttery to. Taste buttery. You like that, Bob? Buttery taste.
I like that.
Taste buttery. The taste buttery sets a tone of acrid and sweet and how you process sugars and what you find pleasant and what you find sharp. That's why people sometimes would taste tobacco. Sometimes people would taste different things, you know, that would they would know. From a reference point of this is, it's like cinnamon, it's like nutmeg, it's like tobacco, it's like cotton candy, it's like Baby Ruth, it's like a $100,000 bar, it's like pinto beans and cornbread, or it has these different autonomous flavors, but they apply to you. But once you open them in your environment, number one, you've changed your environment. One drop is all that's ever required. You just want more. See, the life begins at arousal. So once you achieve the nirvana, then it's a simple process of, oh, yes, I'd like another, please. Yes, I'd like another, please. Then it becomes a beginning place where then you can go, okay, this is a flavor that I know, that I desire, and then you taste it, and it tastes different. You're like, wait a minute, what happened? It's not a new bottle. It's not a new generation. It's not a new batch. What's up with that? Well, you're changing, so you're easing a different perspective in that perspective. Basically, you are opening fish food in a fish bowl, but when the fish eats the first bite, it's different than the last because it's in the same bowl. So are your RNA drops. Like the sands of the hourglass, so are the days of your life.
So it's like the person who's taking the RNA drops today is not the same person who took them yesterday.
That's a nice way to say it, but it may be too simplified. They've made whole damn religions over less babble than that. So, some cults. So she likes cultivation, but she's not much on the cults. So we have to keep our glib, cliched, however archetypal position soft. So that they don't start making a religion out of it, because that, like the Sanhedrin, will very much end in tears. How about that for a precursor, Bob?
Well, Daphne, isn't it incredible we have this product that's alive and changes? Isn't that amazing?
And we provide it to mostly dead people. That's what the astounding does. You're going to have to start suggesting that most of you take up necrophilia because you're sleeping with the dead.
Okay, so, Daphne, you want to take a break? I'll let some other people ask, and you might have some other questions that will occur to you.
Thanks, Bob. Yep, thanks, Ion.
You have enough. Stop it. 1 second. You have enough money, by the way.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, don't be okay. You either do or you don't. And you do.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute, Daphne.
There you go. That was a very clear call. Thank you very much.
Who's next? He doesn't deserve it, but we'll let Goran come in. And okay, Goran, you got a question or two?
Goran.
Hi,
Duran. Hey, Duran. How they hanging?
Not in good shape, as you probably know.
Well, good.
Your phone's muffled. We don't know what you just said.
I said I'm not in good shape.
Oh, well, you have a shape. You just don't think it's pleasurable?
Yeah. They took my appendix out, Ion. Was that really necessary?
Oh, no. That's terrible. You might need it.
I went to the hospital with a lot of pain, so was it the appendix?
Oh, no. Pain is not bad. Pain is good. It tells you something's up. So they ripped it out. Did they get it before the rupture?
That's what they said. They said, better take it out before it ruptures. I thought it was food poisoning.
Oh, good. They left most of the spleen. That's always necessary.
Did they close everything up good?
Well, we'll see.
You're stupid, Goran. You go to the hospital. How did you get yourself in that situation?
Well, that's where else you're going to get antibiotics. Certainly not Dr. Dean.
I guess I created it for myself.
Was it a suicide attempt? Were you trying to kill yourself?
Bob, if you had severe abdominal pain, I'd take you to the hospital.
Fuck that.
Cut it.
I'd kill you before you take me to the hospital.
No,
I'd lay him on that table. You'd lay him on that table and take a 10 blade and say, you be
I'd
really
do it
still.
Myself.
Yeah.
Be really still. Be really still. And he might make you a really good boy. She might let you have some viscous lidocaine to ease you down. It might be good.
Yeah, but look at Gred. He went to the hospital.
He'll be fine. He's on
complaining.
I know, it's okay. That's how you know where you want to be. Okay, increase your RNA drops just a little bit for a month. Increase a little more. All right, and you might want to go down on the really, 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 really rough edge for a few days. And if that doesn't work, you can always kill yourself.
Are you crying right now, Gred?
A little pain, you know.
See, Carolyn, he realized he made a mistake. He's taking my words more than your words.
Carolyn,
he's crying. He made a big fucking mistake.
Fentanyl. Give him some fentanyl. That'll slow him up. That'll make him rest easy.
So all the rest of you people here, don't go to a doctor. Don't go to the hospital.
Well, no, it's good. They'll make you hurt. If you want to hurt, they'll show you how to do it. Any old trouble. Ripped at the seams. That's what they say.
They took some blood ions. Was there anything that they... sound interesting.
They were surprised. Your blood has changed. Did they cross type your blood?
I don't know what that means.
Did they make you sign pieces of paper that your blood type had changed?
Nope.
Good. That's a good sign. The short version is you're doing better than you thought. You just don't know it. So... cry us a river, we don't mind. We already dig you.
I dig you too. Thanks.
Yeah, it's always fun. Hold tight.
Thanks,
fun.
Bob.
Yeah.
What are you, how come you sound all congested, Goran?
Mepragan is great. Mepragan is great.
Are you in pain right now, Goran? Carolyn says you're in pain.
A bit, yeah.
What's that? You just had the surgery yesterday?
9 minutes ago, Bob. He's just out of anesthesia.
About 45 minutes ago. 45 minutes ago, you're still at the hospital, Greg.
Yeah, they swabbed down his cell phone, and he decided to call Ion right away.
Still at the hospital. He just got out.
It's okay, Carolyn. He's on antibiotics. It's okay. He can have his poison cell phone. He's on antibiotics. Roche
take your probiotics.
Everybody.
Take your prescript assist. Yeah. Take like 4 a day.
Yeah.
Get those bacteria working for you.
Zithromycin. Mmm, those myosins. They're the favorite, aren't they? Those myosins. Mmm, mmm. A little Cipro cocktail. That's all he needs. Mmm.
Are you with us, Garan? Have you fainted, or are you okay with Garan?
He's waiting on the fentanyl. Push the little button. Just push the button by the bedside. That'll help you.
The laughing hurts. You can't laugh.
I know. Don't laugh. Push the button. Push the button.
Okay, is that it, Garan? Should I move on?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Wait. Stop. Tell him. Duran, get a little bit of apple juice, cool apple juice. It has almost no pectin in it, but it will have a bit, and it will help. Not a gallon, a little bit, cool apple juice. We don't care what kind. You heard us?
Thanks.
Yep. And get the bowel movements going, take a teaspoon of olive oil a couple times a day so that you don't get bunged up.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, motor oil is good, too. It'll help with the mange. Burnt motor oil and sulfur is the best. You can apply it topically. Good.
Okay, that's enough of that.
But it'll stick on your genitalia, so be careful with that.
Yeah, is this Corbin?
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, how are you hanging? You all right? How's your mama doing?
I'm doing very well, Ion. How are they doing today?
Come on, get to your question, Corbin.
Is suicide a healthy thought or an unhealthy thought?
Depends on if you're pitching or catching.
Oh, come on, I don't roll like that. So if you're catching the suicide, it could be bad for you, and if you're pitching it,
take it like a man. Herbert Marshall McClellan. With a side of Korean.
Bob, come back to me in just a moment. I'm in a bit of a digression right now. Ion,
okay.
Thanks.
Hope you know it. It's going to be good.
Okay, Nate or Alyssa, go ahead.
Hi, I'm in the tour van, and I'm looking at the clouds, and my battery might die, but it might not. You know, you never know.
It won't. We do know.
Okay.
It won't.
Okay, great. The cloud that I saw during the thunderstorm, was that a cloud that visited me? Was that the cloud?
No. It's a version of it, though.
And then the cloud underneath the quincunx at the park, the graffiti, was that there the first time I went there?
It was. Still is. It kind of follows you a little bit.
Before.
No, but it does follow you just a little bit. But don't make it a big thing, because then it becomes, you'll make another damn religion out of it. Don't do all that. Just know that it is. Just let it go.
Yeah, it's
no
fun.
Big deal. It's not a big deal. It's fun.
It's
that's right. But if you're not careful, then it'll become the things when you're happy, it's there. When you're sad, it's there. And then you're going to think that it's the cloud of glory, and the cloud of glory is going to control my happiness, or all the dust and sin in the world is going to come to the light of the place that came from the light. It's the light of mine. I'm going to get behind, see what I can find. Then you're running around here trying to chase the damn cloud, and then you can't find it, and then you're blue, and you want to go key self because you can't find the cloud, and it's right there under you. It's behind you. Please always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you, and you got to keep on the flight, and you got to keep flying, you got to keep going, you got to keep moving. Don't worry about the cloud.
Yeah.
The cloud's not worried about you. Don't worry about it. Just keep on moving.
Rinse your feet.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. Please do move up in the queue.
I will. I would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
The horses that you told me about last week, are they the ones from Revelation that you're referring to?
Last week? Is there time? Oh, no.
No, but, so last time we chatted.
We're still chatting.
You're right.
Wednesday afternoon?
Okay.
No, we're right. We're left. Look at Wednesday afternoon. Tell us about Wednesday at your Wednesday afternoon. Okay, don't rub sandpaper on our butt. Say we won't say rough.
The white horse and the nightmare. Are those referring to the horses in Revelation?
They are.
In the Revelation.
Ezekiel
came up recently. How was it said?
Adam wrote Psalm 92.
Adam wrote Psalm 92, really?
Two.
You're talking about Adam from... What Adam are you talking about?
He was right up there with number one. Lilith's first husband. We say Lilith right, you know what you're talking about.
No, it's just my way of tracking with you.
You're concurring, that's good.
Yeah, I'm concurring. Should I say left instead because I'm left-handed?
No, you're fine. No worries. Larry fine and Mo fine and she empowered.
Okay, well, what else?
Fine.
What else to play with?
And all three stooges, yes.
Oh, yes, nice. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, slapstick.
Did you like Curly Joe better than Chimp Howard?
I don't know those names.
Oh, no. Well, on the YouTube, you'll just have to go there and try to work it out.
Okay,
that's
I'll
the Three Stooges, I think.
We said the fine, names. Howard fine, Moe fine, and then there's the Curly.
Oh, Curly.
Joe, Chimp,
yeah, that's
Chimp
right.
Howard. Well, okay, we'll just say it.
That's left.
We can do all the little rascals, too, except for Petey, and he was a dog.
The sticks that I'm bringing in my world, I'm having fun with those, and I don't really know why.
Good. We don't either.
Okay, cool.
We will now go to Eliza.
Yay, I'm here.
Hey, we are, too.
Hi, Aya.
Hey.
You
what about
mentioned...
that dog?
What about that dough?
What about that dough?
What about that dough? The dough is going. A few minutes ago, you mentioned to another caller that the more you become better at controlling your environment, the worse it'll become.
Yes.
That just kind of stuck with me because I don't think I'm too controlling with my environment. Actually, I've become very lax with it.
Well, how very controlling of you to notice.
Yeah, and so I find it odd that the contrast has increased, but each time when I see a bit more contrast, I just remember you saying that, you know, the atmosphere is changing.
Well, we couldn't have Hillary indicted. If Hillary was indicted, then it would finish it. We had to give the Trumpster something to work with. So it was much better to say, oh, she could shoot somebody in the head and kill everybody and cause a world war and give the nuclear launch codes to Muammar Gaddafi, and she can do all this and give it all to the South Koreans. It'll be great fun. Don't worry about it. But that's easier. And then have the FBI say, of course we would never indict her. It's Hillary Rodham Clinton. Are you fucking nuts? We're not going to mess with her. She'll have you wake, you go to bed and wake up dead. We couldn't do it that way. We had to let it be that she gets off scot-free so that they'd have something to fodder to beat to. So that's how that always plays out. It's no worries. President Trump will fix it all for you. Don't worry.
So the contrast that's increased, should I just be lax?
Lather and repeat. Stop. Lather and repeat. The contrast is the rubbing, the lather, and rinse and repeat. You'll find out the more you do it, the less shampoo or contrast it takes to make the exact same number of bubbles, down to the point where you don't need almost any contrast at all, and you can bubble up anytime you need to.
Okay. I'll listen to that again.
Okay.
We're glad.
So let's talk about your finances.
Okay, sure.
Why not? That's a good question.
Good question.
No, you should. You should have moved it already, but it's maybe a little late now. You better wait. Yes, it's probably going to be enough, but you better wait and see. Don't go hog crazy yet. fine if you want to, but don't think that you are the decider of how this goes. Doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, you won't change the outcome. Just go with it. Good. Yeah, see, that was good. Was that good for you? It's good for us.
That is good, but a little vague. So you mean don't make any major changes with it and don't do any changes with it? Just leave
it?
Not yet.
Wait for it.
Okay, so another reason this is tied in with my finances.
Black, not red.
How about white?
No, black, not red. On the roulette table, you don't have a white choice. You have black or red. We say more black. Right now.
And what does black represent?
Black don't crack.
So tied in with my finances, one reason why I thought I was seeing more contrast was because I hadn't ordered another RNA bottle. Does that have anything to do with seeing more contrast?
Wow. You're going to let that to chance? We wouldn't leave that to chance. We wouldn't even talk to you about that. You should already have that arranged. Yeah, we would. And besides, the new frankincense stuff, it'll knock your socks off. You'll like it.
Mm.
It's like crack cocaine. You'll love it.
I know you've said that you have given me new TRH neurons.
Oh, and you were appreciative. We give them to other people, and they don't necessarily appreciate it, but you do. You really do. And that's all good.
I do.
We note that. We know. We note it. Because
yes,
that's how you get the next. It's how you get the next. And the more it flows easily, the easier it flows. See?
Right.
So creation is never in a vacuum. It always fills itself. See, otherwise you're pushing the noodle. We like to pull it through. But then the essence of all that you're becoming is become. For us, we've already seen the end of it, so we know how it goes. So your speed of progression is up to your solidarity confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Solidarity confinement. Get Noah Webster. He's a lexicographer. He's a handy dude to know.
I'll look it up, but I definitely appreciate it, Ion, without a doubt. I definitely appreciate what you're doing, solidarity.
Well, of course, we're trying to pitch in and give you a little heads up. It's all good. You'd have figured it out sooner or later, another couple hundred million years or so, and you might have had a shot at it, but this sort of speeds it up a little bit. Besides, it's selfish, but it's all good. It gets you to the point. We're like Delta Airlines. We get you there, but where?
So solidarity confinement is the isolation of a prisoner.
No, it isn't. That's not what we said. Not what we said. We didn't say solitary confinement.
Solitary. Oh, solidarity.
Yes. That's right. So you have to look up that word.
First.
Okay. See, there you go. Thinking again. We told you this ain't a thinking man's game.
Solidarity is unity or agreement of feeling or action, especially among individuals with common interest, mutual support within a group.
That's you. You are that group, party of two. Okay, that's the first word. Now what's the second word?
And confinement is the action of imprisonment, incarceration, custody, captivity. The action of confining, the state of being confined. So maybe it's better if I look up confined.
So you take the first word and you marry it to the second word, and then you're a prisoner to your own majority.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
We like that.
So it's no one else who has anything to do with the decisions or anything.
Aleister Crowley has nothing to do with it.
But I'm not standing in the way of anything that you're helping, like with the neurons or anything. I'm not standing in the way of that, am I?
Not yet.
What do you mean? I don't want to stand in the way of it.
You said it. We're not. So, but you could, but you're not now. So you're good.
So everything's flowing. Everything's going fine.
Yeah, it's groovy. It's groovy. And we're not going to say that, and then you try and do something stupid, and they say, well, Ion said everything was just fine. Well, it is, as long as you're going like you're going, it's fine. But if you shift and change that, then it's going to be different. So that's all we're saying. You're doing all right. Right.
Okay, yeah. Confine is to keep or restrict someone or something within certain limits.
Don't have limits. Yeah, it's all good as you just leave off the limit.
Okay,
good. What else?
I had a bunch of questions lined up about like black holes and the chateau and the nice.
They're better than white holes. Sometimes they're better than white holes. But now, some people prefer crack holes, but they're different, I think. Crack holes are different than black holes or white holes. But you can have a black crack hole, and you could have a white crack hole. And how about if you had a male crack hole? I guess you can have that, too. We don't want to offend the LGBT community.
They say that crack holes.
Who is the superfluous say?
The wiki.
Oh, okay, now you're clear. Bob likes it when you're clear as mud.
I remember reading on the wiki that the way black holes are created is when a massive star collapses within itself or upon itself. Is that how they're really created?
No. That would be true if you only saw one side. See, they're giving the one side. That's like saying that the bathtub water goes out the drain in the bottom. It doesn't. It's actually pulled out of the tub. See, it's an effect of gravity. So it's a gravitational flux emptying a bathtub. Well, same thing with a black hole. You're saying a star blows up and makes a black hole. No, it's pulled through that environ. The environ is what you call a time-space continuum, which isn't any more than a bad string theory. See, so when you explain it from a false premise, of course that's all you could say it is, but it's not that at all. It's a bracketed doorway to another realm. A bracketed
doorway to
another realm.
So another realm could be like another universe?
Another mirror. Another bathroom. Another leisure suit.
Who's responsible for creating black holes?
Creators.
Okay, and
a good creator wouldn't create a black hole. They would just have it.
Are they a means of...
to an end, yes.
So you can have a position
that you're gauging to. No.
Can people travel through them?
We said no.
No.
If you're a creator and you know what it is, you wouldn't create one to travel through.
Are they similar to portals or gates in any way?
Maybe. It's a representation of it. But, you know, from the bigger perspective, the answer is sure. But from your false perception of what you think it is, trying to marry this to it, that's like saying, is periwinkle blue in a painting the same as periwinkle blue in a fabric? We go, well, is it the same shade and color of periwinkle blue? Yes. Okay. Is it the same texture? No. Is it the same hue or pigment of color? Yes. So is it the same periwinkle blue? No. But from a perspective to compare them shade to shade, we go, well, Ion, it most certainly is the same color. Can I have the color of this fabric put on my painting or paint my wall this color? Yes, but it would be a look of that color. See, it wouldn't necessarily be the copy of that color because it wouldn't be a fabric. Or if it was in a painting, it wouldn't be in a fabric tone. Although you do paint sometimes pigment on a canvas, as it were. So when you say it that way, is those the same thing? But no, it imitates the same hue and shade of a periwinkle blue, but it not necessarily is that same pigmentation. unless it's a paint painted on a wall, on wood, and on fabric that all dries and cures the same. Then it would be the same representation of the same aesthetic on the same vellum.
So you said when you look at it from a bigger perspective, the answer is yes. So can you help me to look at it from a bigger perspective?
Because yeah, see it from above the black hole, not going through it or wondering what's on the other side of it. See both ends of it. See it from a doorway where you can sit in the middle and see what both sides are. You know when they do TV, they have what they call cutaways? So you see the cross-section view, and so you can see the whole house from looking at the side view of it. Because the doors divide the walls, but you can see both sides, both rooms, a cutaway. So if you look at it that way, the bigger perspective, then you can say, oh, well, that's nothing more than just a different side of the same persona or perspective. And it might require perspection. It's a perspective.
What purpose do they... What purpose do they serve?
Elvis Presley.
The black holes.
Elvis Presley.
Ion.
Yes.
The black holes in the sky, in the space out there. What purpose do they serve?
They serve Elvis Presley.
And how did they serve Elvis Presley?
They work for his benefit and gain.
Is he still alive, Elvis?
Yes.
If you go into another world, do you still age?
No, you don't age now.
Well, the way some people
You're not going to chop a tree down and say the tree died of old age. Oh, no. You're not buying that shit with us, darling. It's a good try, though. It's a good mint. It ain't worth $237 billion, but it's a good mint.
Because I know you mentioned a lot of people going into other worlds, and I was curious. And I
it's
was
just
curious.
Easier because you have these different perspectives. It's just kind of like you get on the interstate every day. All right, but it's not the same interstate. Yes, it is, but every day it's different. If we said it that way, you got on the 10, but there was traffic today. Well, you got on the 10, there was no traffic. And it's almost like this is a different 10. There's always traffic this time of day, and there's nothing, and it's crazy. Or I'm going the opposite direction. Everything's going this way, I'm going that way. And what if you could describe it that way? If we said it that way, you'd say, oh, okay, if each life and each world and each realm was like a different experience on, say, the autopista, all of a sudden, you'd understand exactly what we mean. Ta-da! Now, Bob, put a note there. Life is like a box of chocolates. Be sure and fix that right there, 28.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
That movie was based on me, you know.
That little village idiot.
That rode the lawnmower. That was JW.
Brought a fruit company.
Do you mean in other worlds? Ready for what?
We had to bring back Cousin It from the Addams Family.
Ian, can you tell us a little about the 1,300 worlds that you said were on its way to colliding, but you did something to stop it?
We didn't stop it. We just slowed it down a bit.
You slowed it down a bit?
We unlaced a few strings. As Bob says, we pulled a few strings.
Can you tell us why they are on their way to collide into Earth?
Why not?
Why Earth? Why not any other world?
That's including a lot of them.
Were they colliding Earth?
Yeah, the world that we live in, Ian said it was colliding into our world. But now
yeah,
they
like
just
GERDs. It's like GERD's.
Jared Stern?
No, GERD's disease, colitis.
Oh. So it's 1,300 colliding Earths. They're like our Earth.
Yeah, sort of. Only some are ascended.
I'd like to know why it's been set up to why all these worlds are colliding to ours.
Because they have to. They're merging.
They're merging.
They're merging, yes.
Are they merging into our world, too?
Well, that's what we said.
That's what merging means.
Yeah.
I said they were merging on their own, all right.
Yeah.
And there's many cousin it's in the background.
Oh, good.
So the environment changing, the atmosphere, all these changes that we're having currently, is that due to the worlds, all these other worlds set up to collide into ours? Does that have anything to do why we're experiencing all these changes? Because
yes.
These worlds
well,
are going to merge into
ours? Yes, but that's not why. That's just that is occurring, but it's not why.
Oh, that's not why.
Good.
Our
that's
world is just
place.
Ascending.
Yeah, well, okay. You're shifting into it, yes. Yes. And then you're ascending into your world and vice versa, and it's becoming. And hopefully all simultaneously, but if not, it'll be a white-knuckle flight until it does. It always works out in the end, okay? And if it hasn't worked out yet, you're not to the end.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy days.
Happy days.
Bon voyage.
Oh, gosh.